Speed Learning English, your podcast for not perfect, but maybe professional English. My name is Sven, and with me is
Richard.
Hello, Richard.
Hi, Sven.
One question before we start talking about how to survive an interview situation if you're applying for a new job is one word that is used a lot at the moment is coronavirus. And something I find when I'm talking to different nationalities is they're not saying coronavirus, they say COVID-19. What is your impression? Do people say coronavirus? Do they say COVID-19? Or is there even another wording?
Well, if you ask Donald Trump, there are several wordings. yeah, it also strikes me a bit that a bit wondered why people tend to use coronavirus or COVID-19. I think COVID-19 is more the official way, and it depends on, I think, on the information distribution in your country from your, I think, media networks. If your media networks use the word coronavirus more often, you are likely to use coronavirus more oftenly. So, and if you're in a country where the word COVID-19 is more often used via the networks, you are more likely to use COVID-19.
We could also use it, we could also name it George, because you know that George is a synonym for the subconscious mind and something that is out of your control. Did you know that?
I know.
Apparently in Hawaii, people call their subconscious mind and everything that is out of their control George. And if there is a problem, they always say, let George solve this problem. Mm-hmm. And the Holy George in Orthodox religion is the one who is sitting on a horse and killing the dragon. Maybe mm-hmm. you've seen this this icon once. So it also gives hope that talking about George, we know that it's okay to have dragons, like COVID-19 is a big dragon in these times, but you can also defeat the dragon, like in a fairy tale.
So Sven, I think to your point with George, in the European context, it is, I think, rather unlikely for people to accept to lose control over things. I think if you look at the people who are against the corona rules and regulations, in Germany they call themselves Querdenker. Those people are motivated by the feeling of losing control, not having control over a subject. That's why I think they are more susceptible to these things. And I think here on our next topic, the job interview, you also have applicants also want to most of the time take control of the situations to feel more relaxed or to feel more comfortable. But I think we will elaborate on that in the next questions.
I totally agree. And I think if you are too tensed while having a job interview, this might be a negative point. And in one of the last episodes, I described a game I'm sometimes playing, that I'm applying for jobs I do not really want to do, but I just want to see if they invite me for an interview. So I'm completely relaxed. I don't have the need to have a job because I'm self-employed and everything is fine. But if I really know I need this job because I have a family, I have a house, I have debt maybe, and I need a job, and now due to COVID-19 and all the lockdowns, my company had problems and they had to give notice to people, and one of those people would be me, then there would be a lot of pressure in my neck. So it's somehow a little bit how do you call it, this cycle, this this devil's cycle. How do you call this devil's cycle in English? There's another expression.
I think I think this is, first of all, a good point. If you're on a job interview and you want to, and you're German and you want to say something in English and you don't find the word directly, you can describe the wording with different words. Most of the times there is no direct translation to another language. So if you just describe what you want to say, it oftentimes will lead you to a quicker success than trying to find the word.
So what I always do is I would say, like, this is like a Teufelskreis, as we say in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or, and now let's say Butter bei der Fische, as we say in German. Mm-hmm. So I even implemented once when I did some training in Ireland and I gave courses to people, I said, don't be a wire, be a hower. And nobody understood what I was talking about. And I said, look, most people are always asking why. I call them wire. Why do I have to do this? Why do I have this problem? And the others say, how can I solve this problem? How can I find a solution? I call them howers. So maybe you know somebody who is named Howard. He might be a typical hower. So, and yeah, so I think this is also a kind of showing self-confidence. If you just keep control about your own talking, maybe.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we will not talk about appearance, like dress code or how to present your posture and your voice and everything and eye contact, because I think these things are the same in any culture. It's always about respect and it's always about self-confidence if you really want to have a job. I would like to talk about two parts in an interview that might occur, and to give some, let's say, script to our listeners. And if somebody wants to go deeper into that interview topic and maybe prepare him or herself to an interview, he or she can contact us anytime and we can have a one-to-one training with them online then. So the first question that might be asked in an interview is, tell me something or tell us something about yourself. And if somebody is asking this question to an applicant, what would you recommend? How to react?
First of all, breathe. Don't be stressed. Don't get into, as Sven said, into a vicious cycle. Just try to be confident and yourself. So to the question, please tell me something about yourself. So there you can elaborate, because most of the time in English job interviews, people start with casual context. So they use small talk. Why? The HR personnel is used to job interviews. It's not the first job interview. Maybe for the applicant, it's the first job interview at the for a big international corporation. But the HR personnel is doing it every day. So they start with a casual contact, with small talk. And then, for example, the first question would also be small talk. There you can say where you were born. You can talk about your parents. Maybe your parents are from another country. Then you can say that that you learned that country's language, so you're bilingual, and that you understand foreign cultures, can work with people from foreign contexts. Then you talk about what you studied at a university, what you liked at university, and then you just start with your working experience after the university. Then you kind of go into a bit your peak skills, and then you say something like, I'm very ambitious and motivated. And then you also express that you kind of want to work in a team context. And then you just say use some adjectives that describe you more. You can also shorten it up, but I think in most of the time, this HR personnel would start with small talk. So just show by elaborating in your answers that you are confident. I think that's something that people do not stress often enough. Just show that you are confident. And then by elaborating and feeling comfortable in your answers, you will show that you are confident. If you just shorten up your answers, people, the HR personnel would quickly see that you are stressed, that you are not comfortable, and perhaps perceive you as not confident enough.
Okay. So, again, it's all about confidence. And maybe if you're talking about yourself, it should be related to what you're applying for. So if you are applying for an IT position, it's probably not that interesting that you love cats. But if you're applying for Whiskas, for example, for a key account manager position at Whiskas, then, or I'm not sure how that company is called, but you know, this cat food.
Mm-hmm.
It might be very helpful if you love cats, because if you don't, you might probably not be the right person to sell cat food products then.
Exactly.
The other question that people might be asked is, do you have any questions for us? So in the end of an interview, how would you react to that question, Richard?
I would say you should always prepare for this situation. I would also ask how the company was doing in a larger context during the COVID-19 pandemic. I think that's a good general question to show that you are very interested in the company, that you want to know the organization very well. And then I would ask how you will start in the company, so who would show you things in the company. Then I would ask what projects will come up in the next time. And then I would also ask about the working atmosphere, work-life balance, questions about the team. And then maybe, I think and nowadays with the COVID-19 pandemic and where large corporations are using more home office and in the future will abandon large bureau settings, you could ask about your workplace, how it will look like in the future.
Would you ask to have a look at the company, maybe a kind of small sightseeing tour, etc.?
Then really, this kind of questions you could get the information via the internet before. For example, if it's a company that has a bureau complex that is quite special, then oftentimes they have these, as you call them, sightseeing tours. But it depends really. Maybe the HR personnel is under time constraint and there are other applicants after you, so they can't just take, 30 minutes out of their working time to show you around. But it depends really on the company and the company culture.
And in times of online interviews, I think we don't have to mention that the background of your scenario, of your, let's say, the area behind you should not be an artificial Skype screen that you can select. It should be your normal living room or office that you have at home, and it should be tidy, and maybe some symbolic things like books or related technical devices in the background, just by accident somehow, should be nicely decorated.
That's true. And in the background, you can position some books some important books, some
job-related books,
job-related products. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, good lighting saves the day.
Yeah, and that's a final. That's a good final phrase for this podcast today. Thank you very much, Richard, for these insights into interviews in modern COVID-19 new normal situations. And yeah, so next time I'd like to talk with you about conversation in business meetings, like international meetings, either online or offline. Until then, I wish you a great time. And if you, dear listener, have any questions, or if you want to be prepared for your personal interview because you are applying for a new job, don't hesitate to contact us, because Richard and I are happy to help you and we can give you a personal one-to-one training. Okay, Richard, thank you very much. Have a great time and looking forward to talking to you next time.
Thank you, Sven. Have a nice weekend.